Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Tripod listeners, a quick note before we get into the episode here. We recorded this episode right after the episode last week where Keith and Zach got stoned and played with Keith's synthesizer. Just to let you know, we are editing out a large portion of the synthesizer in this episode due to just remarkable feedback from the audience. So sometimes during this episode, the synthesizer will be muted, but we might be talking about it. And at other times, we just cut it out entirely. That's for massive requests from you guys. And we really hope you enjoy this episode. It is pretty wild. Enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of The Tripod. We are a little stoned. I'm just not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to try and hide it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, okay? We just recorded an episode where Miles decided to get us waked and baked, and I didn't object. I was quite delighted. Yeah. Here we are. And, you know, Keith and I kind of forgot that there's a huge crew outside this door filming a video. We opened the door quite loudly. Ned is on camera with his wife. He tried to do a bit with us. We were not prepared for that. You know, sometimes you don't realize that you are in an altered state until you change.
Yeah, you're like, you stood up.
Yeah, you stand up. We stood up. And we stood up into a room of about 20 people.
Yeah.
Realizing that we're the boss.
And you're stoned at work.
And I'm stoned at work. And they don't know. It's a little secret.
That's a good point. Did you tell Rachel?
I didn't tell Rachel. Yeah. No,
They see me walk in earlier and grab weed sodas and say, we're getting high in the podcast. So I think they should have an idea.
What happens I didn't in know here that. Stays, it's sort of, if this feels like an insular world.
Yeah. I tried to not make eye contact with anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not ashamed. I'm just a little bashful.
Part of me was just thinking, like, are they going to get mad that we're playing loud music in here, but we're all wearing headphones because there's no loud music out there.
It's a silent disco in here, baby. Yeah. Now, this is also a little weird because you're not joining us, and I guess you shouldn't.
No, I'm at work.
Yeah, you're... But it's a little sad.
I know.
I've only gotten stoned with you once.
That's probably
not
true.
Really directly. It was your wedding.
Was it at my wedding?
Yeah. But there was a joint at the after party that was passed around. We shared a joint.
That was, I think, like one of my favorite decisions we made, was just to have a weed bar at the wedding.
I loved it.
Hi, Rachel.
You're having too good of a time.
I'm sorry, what?
You're loud as fuck.
Are we loud?
Oh, okay. You're like,
okay.
All right, maybe we should turn it down a little bit.
Okay, we'll turn it down a little bit.
Does that mean that the whole first episode we were good boys and now suddenly we're maniacs?
Yeah. Are you drinking weed soda?
Rachel, we no. were.
Rachel. It's 10 a.m.
It is 10 a.m.
It's almost 11.
Yeah, well, almost. It was 10 a.m. when we started.
I try to foster a creative environment.
It wasn't. I was peer pressure.
Not like this.
I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
You're stoned and loud and wearing that creepy outfit.
This is the CEO right
You're
here.
You're stoned and loud and wearing a crazy outfit.
Okay, we'll keep it down. Not that much, Ned.
Hey, Ned.
Give it here for a second. You might have to talk. I don't know if that mic's live, but maybe
I can make it live.
Give him headphones.
Yeah, so Ariel's cooking. We're filming a date night episode right now.
Hey, Ned.
What's this?
I'm playing with synthesizers.
Oh, damn. Rachel, you got to feel this, though. These are some sick beats.
Now,
these are fire jams.
Tell the most boring story you can and see how fucking dope it becomes immediately. Okay.
So, you know, this one time, you know, one of my kids, I'll let you guess which one, was in the backyard and he wanted to dig in dirt.
Dirt.
And then he did it. He dug in dirt.
He did it. He did it.
He did a he really, did really he big dirt hole.
He did it.
And he said, I'm he digging all the way to
he
China.
He did it. He did
and
it.
And I wasn't sure if that was problematic
I'm gonna go to
or
China.
Not.
I'm going to go to China.
But it was true. You know, if he dug straight through the earth, he could have gone all the way to China.
That's being kicked out.
I'm going
okay.
to
I don't know what I'm
bye.
Doing in
I'm
there.
I'm going to China.
I'm just turning knobs.
I'm going to China.
Okay. Okay. Well, we will stop the music. That was just all we needed for this episode.
Oh, my God.
I liked Ned's questioning of if saying digging a hole to China is problematic in the year 2022. That's funny. I don't think it is.
It's wow, a good what
question.
An intro.
It's a good question.
What a crazy
that,
intro.
This is going to be a hot app if that was any sign. That was fun. How did it sound? I wasn't listening.
It sounded great.
I just twisted notes.
At some point, I'm going to get on there. I know Keith seems to think that it's like enough is enough. I say no, sir.
You want to give them twice the... In case you didn't like the synthesizer in last week's episode, coming to this one
thinking, whenever that episode aired.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
We don't know.
And we don't know.
Sometimes they're next to each other. Sometimes they're not.
For just audio listeners, there should have a big shoot outside. Rachel just came in because we were screaming over techno music.
Sorry for party rocking.
We're making content. We're making art.
Yeah.
Right
yeah. Earlier, I'm sorry. You think your art's more important than our art?
We had that conversation about
art.
Are we
content.
Making art yeah. or yeah. garbage? We just started trying to make art for once.
I had a follow-up to that, by the way. Art versus content.
That's what it was, not garbage.
Garbage. I had a follow-up thought because there was a lot of great discourse shared by the commenters.
Yeah.
And I think part of the difference is intention.
Uh-huh.
Are you making your art with intention, or are you capturing content?
Yeah, do you capture it or just let it slip? Yo.
Whoa.
Miles, do you have the time?
Do I have the time? Yeah.
Do listen to me whine. Oh, I screamed a good
Now I have no idea.
I'm sorry. I realized it.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
I realized it. I'm really sorry, but it was Green Day.
Turn the AC on in there. Get a general hum. Get a white noise to help wash us out.
Maybe if they play the music out there, they won't be able to hear us.
She was gone for 3 minutes.
She was not gone very
long. Literally screamed. Yeah, I feel like we have a sleepover energy.
It does we call feel this like, episode Don't Wake Daddy.
It does feel like mom has come in twice saying, it's 1 a.m.
It's bedtime.
Please go to bed.
Yeah. Are you guys stoned?
No. No, mommy.
How stoned are you? Like, not that high, but high, I guess. We're higher than we normally are.
Higher than most people are at 10 a.m.
Most people.
This used to be so regular, and I'm glad that it isn't.
Yeah.
But I, Sunday fun day. Sunday fun day is all about the wake and bake.
That's true.
I used to live
weekend
at the...
Do you days know the are allowed to be, you can get high. As long as you don't have any work to do, you can get high. That's my rule for the weekend.
Do you know the Oakwood apartments?
Yeah, those are like the famous apartments that celebrities live in L.A.
Yeah, so here in Los Angeles, when you move to L.A., a lot of child actors, their first home is the Oakwoods. It's up in Burbank. They've rebranded it, so it's no longer the Oakwoods, but for me, always the Oakwood.
Sure.
And they have a little general store, and it's like headshots of Raven Simone, and like, you know, like it's most of them, it's like the third, like the little brother character on a Disney show. Like, it's like, oh, that guy, right? Anyway, when I first moved to LA, that was my first home.
Oh, really?
My college dorm was in the Oakwoods, and they had a Sunday buffet that I never once woke up for. It stopped at 10. I was never awake by 10. But one friend would go down and get a donut, and then we would have a Sunday fun day where we, I don't know why we chose to do this, we would put the joint in the middle of the donut and all kind of pass around the donut joint, almost like we were smoking someone's butthole. And we would...
Is it a donut or a donut hole?
No, it was a donut, but the donut has a hole
right
in the middle.
Oh,
and
so you would
in
hold
the hole,
the joint.
You put the joint...
I see.
Yeah.
You smoke through the donut.
Yes. Yeah, so imagine...
And then you blow out
taking
the donut.
Taking the donut to your face and sucking on the hole.
I'm there.
But now... Yeah, you just...
I'm there.
We'd do that. And then at the end, we would all break the donut up and each have a bite.
Ew. So isn't that like drinking bong water?
But it was beautiful, Miles.
It does feel culty.
Yeah.
It does
feel
culty.
There's a cultiness to it.
And there's like
cult.
Fun canyons there. So we would kind of climb over this fence and we were like overlooking the something.
Whereas last week's episode was the drinking episode. This is going to be the weed episode.
Last week's episode was pretty weedy.
It was also weedy. This episode will just be called all lowercase. It kicked in.
We had edibles an hour ago.
They kicked in for this. That's fun, though. That's a cool little smoking journey.
A little smoky journey.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a smoky journey that I used to do. What we used to do in college, we played a little game called shoe golf.
I think I can
picture
it. It's
kind of like frolf, but instead of throwing frisbee, you kick your shoe off and hurl it across the quad with your foot.
question.
Yeah.
So first hole or first swing, uh-huh. I throw my shoe off. I go to where my shoe was to uh-huh. collect it. I put it back on my foot and fling it again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brilliant. You got it.
Wait, you put it back on your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part of it. So instead of using your hands,
it's more like half on. It's more like
soccer meets
frisbee. And then you whip it as far as you can. And mm-hmm. you and your friends are like, okay, that tree over there, you have to hit that tree. And yeah, it's like you know, 200 feet away. I'm like, okay, so what do you think? Like par four? Yeah. Par
Miles,
four.
Do we have the ability to go mobile and go outside and play this right now while we record?
To play.
Seems tough, but we can play it. It's a very fun game. You get high and then you go and we sometimes do it on the quad. Sometimes we do it just in the neighborhood near where we lived. But yeah, we would just be, and one person did eventually get their shoe on top of a building.
Wow.
Oh, they couldn't get it back.
Is tough. We got up there,
and people would see Keith doing this on the quad, and they'd say, "Hey, what you playing there?"
That's the
and
coolest you would guy say, here.
Shelf, and they go, "What shelf?" And
it's
you
like,
would say,
"It's like frolf, but instead of throwing a frisbee, you kick your shoe off your foot."
And they would say, "Well, let me get a try at that."
They
and
would.
Sure enough, they start playing, and you fast forward a couple months, they had the biggest shelf league in all of North America until. The Swedes found out.
Oh, wow.
And they
There's
came
also
in.
Mini yeah. shelf, which is played indoors.
With tinier feet?
No, you just can't hurl the fuck out of it because you're playing indoors.
Keith, I
so
feel
you
like
have to
you're
measure your tosses.
Your sensibility really fits well with college lore.
Oh, my God. In fact, I had a ball pit in one of my dorm rooms that I walked around the quad kicking my shoe all over
like
the place.
You're like a nerdy Van Wilder.
Yeah, exactly.
You're very right. I'm very tame.
Yeah.
It's like, today we're going out. We're causing fucking trouble. We're going to kick our shoes around. The best part was that we had this big Liberty Bell-esque bell at the top center of the quad. Mm-hmm. And no matter like where we started on the quad, the last hole would have to be hitting the bell.
Yeah.
But it didn't count unless the bell made a sound.
Oh, that's nice.
It had
that's
to go. So if you just graze the bell, it's like, no. You got to ring that bell.
I love little games like that.
Yeah. And we played a lot of stupid little games like that. I played as a kid growing up because I was in the Deep South and we didn't have much to do. I had lots of dumb games that like we took a lacrosse ball that I had bought. And of course, because I was learning bounce juggling, which is where you juggle three balls against the ground. Similar pattern as normal juggling, but different. But then we played it. Honestly, I guess maybe I had a shoe obsession because this we put shoes on our hands and played tennis. But we called it tennis shoe.
Really
very
good.
Cute name.
That's very cute.
Very cute.
And we played, and it was basically exactly like tennis, but with more of a racquetball court size court. No net, but you had to hit it with a shoe, and you had to hit a racquetball.
Yeah.
Not a tennis ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it was the little lacrosse ball, those solid rubber balls.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Those are fun balls.
Yeah. They hurt.
They hurt.
Get hit in the balls with those balls. Ouch.
I was just thinking about smoking journeys, and I recall being when I was like young and maybe in high school, early high school, when my cousins would be like the best freaking smoke spot. We were in Long Island. They'd be like, the best freaking smoke spot is in this gated community. And we freaking know the passcode like for how to get in. And so we all would drive in these cars. They would like go like beep, 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 like hitting the keypad. And we'd go in the gated community on the docks.
That's
dope. And that was the smoke spot.
Love that.
That's so much more dangerous.
Well, I know, because there's like the security.
You're going into a place that you're not allowed to be.
You
don't
belong
to do something you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah.
They're like, they would love to call the cops on some fucking teenagers smoking weed.
Absolutely.
That would give them the biggest orgasm in the world.
The consequences.
At the end of my block growing up, I had an abandoned tennis court. It was single court. So the way that my road went, it's like, there wasn't really a through street, so there was a dead end at the very end. But the dead end was like a little nub, and then it turned right. And the little nub led up to one driveway up the hill, like this really nice house that was quite hidden.
Yeah.
And at the nub was this like overgrown tennis court. Like you kind of had to like climb through vines to get in. I don't know what property it belonged to. The floor was cracked. You couldn't play tennis on it. It was fucked up. But it was a perfect place to get high. And so we would be at my house. We would, you know, go to the tennis court. And then it's literally like the Lord's song. you know, I was going to tell a story about a bong, but I'm like, I don't want to tell people that I smoked out of a bong in high school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had a bong.
It's better for your lungs, though.
That's true. Well, I mean, it's better than fucking.
Yeah.
Well, like everyone was smoking out of.
Coca-Cola
cans.
But there's you're not smoking out of a bong, no.
No, I can't do that anymore.
I smoked out of a bong.
You did?
Last night.
You really?
It was a little bong.
It's too intense.
I feel like a bong, if I saw a bong, I think bongs should be illegal, but weed should be legal.
This was like a very, it was more like a bubbler.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but it was technically a bong. No, it was not like a big ass, yeah, like with bong. A snake going up the side. Yeah. And like,
yeah. We had that and it was called.
Oh, we had that in college. Yeah, yeah, obviously. Yeah, of course.
We called ours the milkman because it got so milky white.
That's hilarious. ours was called, I think it was called Blastoise.
Don't tell me you wouldn't have had a stupid. Don't tell me you would have had a stupid name for your pong.
No, we had one that had an octopus on it. We called it the Octagon.
That's pretty
hell
good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My bubbler was called Crazy Toilet.
I like that.
It looked like a crazy looking toilet. We tried to give it a cooler name, but nah, that's what its name was.
I had Michael Bublé.
That's a good one.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. I had Little Critter, but it broke. After only having it for like a month, somebody broke it.
Rest in peace, Little
Critter.
They
bought me Crazy Toilet as a replacement.
One of my bowls' name was Marvin.
That's a good name.
That's good.
There was in the Boston Garden, there's a little plaque and it's called Marvin's Room, I think. Or maybe we just called it Marvin's Room. I don't know, but that's the bowl.
I believe we actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I think we also had a bubbler for a while called Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a bubbler.
Who's bubbler?
It's a name that once you discover, you're like, well, I'm the funniest person who's ever existed.
Obviously the best name. It's hilarious.
I crushed it.
It's like you said you had a story to share.
I always have stories to share, Miles.
That's why we're here.
Do you want a tennis court story?
You said I have two stories.
Did you just secretly get high this morning before coming to work? And then you're like,
that would be really
funny.
I did get tired. I think that your energy is so chill and silly that it's like.
It's the synthesizers.
It's the synthesizers.
They put you in a certain mood.
But Zach, you said you had two stories.
I forget one.
Yeah, it's cool.
You got one, though?
You got. Well, it's more of a thing on my mind.
Okay.
I could use some music.
Nice.
We got in trouble last time.
I'm not going to yell, Keith.
Well, we don't know.
I'm not going to yell.
If the beats start fucking singing, though, you're going to.
I'm not going to.
Let's pick a different preset.
Okay.
The presets they built are so much better than mine because they're fucking good at this. Oh.
Yeah, this is good. I'm going to tell you what. I'm more likely to yell with the sound. It's really cool. This is definitely the worst of my two things that were on my mind.
Oh, the worst?
Yeah, but that's fine.
You can't think of the better one.
I can't remember it. So I really respect that TV shows these days are respecting our intelligence as viewers, you know, and not giving us a previously on.
Uh-huh.
But I do think sometimes they could assume I'm a little bit dumber than I am.
I think so.
Yeah, I've been watching that Euphoria.
I haven't seen even the rest of season one, but I gotta get.
Oh no, shit!
And I loved the first four episodes. I just have to get back into it.
It's sad.
So much fucking in it.
Lots of fucking.
Lots of teens fucking.
Yeah, I mean, the first season was like feels like it was 4 years ago. I don't. It was two years ago.
Uh huh.
And they just dove right into season two, and I'm like, guys, I'm not that smart. I don't remember people's names.
Oh, that's a good
point. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And like someone did a thing to someone else, and I'm like, what was their relationship?
Yeah.
HBO, treat me like a dummy.
That's a good point.
I mean, like even binge TV shows have previously ons, but not these days.
I do love all the Euphoria High School content where people are like, if I went to Euphoria High School or like the teachers at Euphoria High School.
Yeah, that makes me laugh. My good buddy, do you remember Brock O'Hearn? I made this video with him back in the BuzzFeed days
where I
recreated his Instagram photos, the sexiest Instagram photos on Instagram. He's a big a muscly man with beautiful long hair. He looks like a real life Tarzan. But he was in the second episode of Euphoria, which was very exciting to see. And it's a fantasy sequence where he fucks one of the characters and they have a close-up shot of his full erect penis.
Oh my God,
and
no way.
It is, I would have to imagine, fake. I believe I read all the penises are fake, which, lame. But it is just the biggest penis I've ever seen on TV. And so I texted him and I said, hey man, way to go.
Nice dick, bro.
Nice dick, bro.
It's just so a big-ass boner on a TV show. Yeah. I was watching, so I don't watch
There's the show. So many dicks in this season.
So I don't watch the show. But I watched one episode with Becky the other day.
Yeah.
It's softcore porn.
Oh, it is.
Were you watching from this season?
No, it's porn.
Yeah, it was the most recent episode.
It was.
I think.
Yes.
It's pretty softcore.
I was like, this, it started with like 4 minutes of like, well, this is
It's a hard sex fucking, fantasy. It's like a surrealist and sex fantasy scene.
And it like
scene.
Was very porny positions. No, you can tell if you ask me.
No, I agree. It's porny.
It was
and
intense.
I
was like, this is what you're watching?
It was our guy from Kissing Booth.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, he's
to
like,
watch him doing some hardcore fucking.
Yeah, yeah. The fucking is a little intense for
it
me.
Upsets me, too, because his character, Nate, is just
horrible,
the
right?
worst human on the planet.
Yeah.
But Jacob Elordi,
great.
I know now, is a hottie.
And
I have conflicted feelings where I am like, oh, fuck, Nate's hot, but Nate's so bad. Mm.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot.
It's hard to be hot and bad, Keith.
Thank you. I agree. It's been tough for me, but you know that's why I really try to focus in on something that does good for the world.
That's right, like making synthesizing music.
Yeah, because I used to be like that kid who was just fucking disgracing the quad, kicking his shoes all over it. Oh, you want to play?
I want
to
play.
It's plugged in over here, so you're gonna have to switch spots with me.
Done.
Putting Zach's earwax into your earwax.
I cleaned it off real quick, but there wasn't any wax. He's
not a waxy,
waxy
boy.
I think I still have, since we did that earwax video, I think I still have earwax in there.
In your ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably made more in the last 3 years.
My roommate got, that was like 3 years ago.
A long time ago.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
It was our Jax Films collaboration.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in that. And he kind of just left because he didn't have an earwax.
No earwax. He's a clean-eared boy.
Yeah, it was probably the worst video to ask him to be in.
But it was so funny that he was in that one. Because
very briefly.
Because he's so funny and it's just a really funny cameo, in my opinion. It's like a cameo rather than a guest spot.
He's in it for like 5 seconds. But my lovely roommate Kendall got one of those devices that is, they're selling these on like Instagram and TikTok now that are ear picks and they have cameras on them.
Whoa.
So they're ear picks with cameras that connect to your phone and it Bluetooth sends the video of the inside of your ear, presumably so people can do their own earwax. But I feel like that feels so unsafe.
You know what? Is it more or less safe than blindly sticking a Q-tip into your ear?
Probably more safe than that.
So
there you go.
How much of the population is doing that? I did it this morning.
Yeah.
I do it every morning.
The blind leading the toothpick is probably not good.
Yeah. Well, I would not use a toothpick.
What?
Don't use a toothpick.
I've been using
a Q-tip. No, Miles, no.
This is intense. Yeah, I can't. Everything
really
I do makes it faster.
That one's really squirrely.
We do have a romantic question.
That is a nightmare. It's like a bunch of bugs.
This is like you keep coming in and out of a bar from the smoking section. You keep like walking in and out, and it's fucking.
Yeah, the door is open to the weird party going on next door.
Okay, so I got a question here from somebody.
Yes, sir.
It's weirdly sort of similar to the last question. Okay.
So much echo on that.
Hey, guys. So, some background information. This guy, we'll call him Turd, and I have known each other for a year and a half at university.
Let's call him Turd.
Hey, naming people is our job. Yeah.
He is now a senior. I am a junior. When we first met, I was in a long-term relationship, but I always felt like there was some weird energy between us.
Real quick time out. Should we yell one time real quick just so Rachel comes in and then sees that we've switched spots and not acknowledge it and be like, what are you talking about, Rachel?
There's just no way we aren't going to yell. And it's going to happen naturally.
We're going to yell at some point. She's going to come in and be mad. Okay.
So what's up with Turd?
So he is now a senior.
I'm
a junior.
In college or high school?
College.
Cool.
At university.
Grad school.
I'm a junior. When we first met, I was in a long-term relationship, but I always felt like there was some weird energy between us. He was and still is my higher up/boss within a very large school organization.
This organization is a very important part of both of our lives. A year ago, I was debating going abroad or applying for the organization again. Have to reapply every year. My boyfriend at the time told me it was stupid to try to advance in leadership in the club and that the other people in the organization were not good for me and were not good people. This hurt, as these people were some of my closest friends. I talked to Turd about it, and he told me I needed to make a decision for myself. Turd was sort of a mentor to me all last year.
I don't like this guy.
Turd or the boyfriend?
Turd.
Who is the boyfriend?
No, Turd didn't tell her not that the people were toxic. Her boyfriend did.
Oh, and the boyfriend is toxic.
I talk.
Keep going. Let it be. Let it happen, like, buddy.
It really sounds like you're in a beehive. Like an electronic beehive.
Let me go back. My boyfriend at the time told me it was stupid to try to advance in leadership at the club and that other people in the organization were not good for me and were not good people. This hurt. These people are some of my closest friends. I talked to Turd about it and he told me I needed to make a decision for myself. Turd was sort of a mentor to me all last year. And his advice was what led me to reapply, not go abroad and eventually break up with my ex-boyfriend. So Turd is being like, you should break up with your ex. The organization is the most important thing. Don't study abroad.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mixed feelings there.
That's a lot of direction. A
lot of direction there.
But he's a mentor, so.
Yeah. In the last year, myself and Turd have become extremely close, gone on dates, but have never addressed the strange relationship we have. Seems like you're going on dates.
Define date.
I know. Over the summer, when he moved to the East Coast, we would FaceTime for hours daily. This last semester, It's with him, and he is everything I'd ever want in a guy. However, he's one of the people that determines the executives for our organization next year, like I said. So this is a huge part of my life, and I don't want to miss out on an opportunity I've earned because of the potential romance between us. But I don't want to wait till the end of the year to tell him how I feel because he'll be moving shortly after. I decay what to do. When should I tell him how I feel? So it seems like Turd and her have some chemistry, but he's in a leadership position, but they've gone on dates. So it seems like they're already canoodling the doodle.
Now he's on the East Coast.
Yeah, but I think he's still like
in school
or something.
It sounds like they work for the University Programming Board.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we're like
that's
a theater.
Like the only organization that's a school organization that like has like a lot of leadership and that people who do that end up normally working that job at colleges. Like it actually is a way in college to just work toward your career right there. You work on that board and then you have a lot of experience doing that.
Yeah.
And then you apply to another college being like, hey, I was on this board. Right. So I know how to book acts. I can be in your entertainment division and your activities division. So I get. That's what I'm predicting it is. And if I'm right, then you guys should book Lou Burger to come and play at your school. And when you bring us, that's going to put you in a leadership role because your whole school is going to go nuts. Because Keith Habersberger and his sexy synths are coming to your campus. And he's going to kick his shoe all over the place.
Kind of
she
just
needs
attacked.
To just address.
Oh, we're still talking about that?
Turd. And ask Turd, what are we?
I think the Turd needs to. Yeah, the question of. Whether you're around Turd, what's Turd's deal?
I think you should bring me in.
I think so too. Do you think that would be fun? I think that'd be fun for the Try Guys to come in and solve people's problems on the road.
That's no, just me.
Zach's.
Zach Keith,
solves
Keith,
campus quarrels.
Keith's over here plugging Lou Burger for college shows. And
I definitely
look,
am.
Like, sure, he's like doing stuff to prep and like has quote unquote talent to showcase. But that doesn't mean that I also can't come to your school.
You
and
could probably figure something
figure
out.
Figure it out. I could.
Yeah.
What tell me I can't.
I fully believe if they booked you for an hour, you could do something.
No one's even tried.
Yeah.
Exactly. No one's even tried.
It's not weird. Like this. Yeah. What if you do a show? You show
you
up to
cowards.
An auditorium. You show up to the auditorium.
You listening right now? you're a coward. You've never once
you
invited me anywhere.
Tell your dad to start selling a show to colleges that's called Zach's Coming.
I like that.
There's no description for the show.
Zach's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Corn
it's
one
me.
Night only.
Zach Kornfeld live on stage.
And a synth. And I'm just gonna, by the end of the show.
An untrained synthesizer.
It's my untrained.
Your untrained artistic talent.
Okay, wait, here's an idea.
Yeah.
Zach Kornfeld figures it out. And each show,
ooh.
I'm going to perform a new thing.
Ooh,
you don't know what you're gonna get, and neither do I. Maybe
juggling.
This is the synth show.
Clown.
Maybe I have, clown. Maybe there's a full rock band. And they've, and like, you know, We don't know what show we're going to get. That's up to you guys and how much you're willing to shell out.
That's okay? Fine.
Don't the cost of the show.
Don't be cheap, motherfuckers.
So people are like auctioning off being like, do I have 20 for clowning? And someone's like 20.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Do I have 40 for a rodeo Ooh. Circus? 40.
Well, I think you need to, you know, we're going to have to book this.
I think it's more like buying a mystery bag. So
we're going to need to know ahead of time.
All those people are mystery box. The $500 mystery box or the $1,000 mystery box.
I love the idea show. Of a mystery box type show. I'm even thinking you go to the auditorium and then the person says, I have this boyfriend. I'm not sure if they like me. And then you take cameras. The cameras get projected up on the screen and you go live into the streets of the college town. You go to the boyfriend. You figure it out.
Oh, I got a great game show idea just based off this whole conversation. It's called Buy My Box. And you've got it's just a mystery box. You have no idea what the value is. Uh-huh. You have no idea what's in it. And you just walk around and be like, would you like to buy my box? And they're like, what's in it? It's like, I can't tell you. It's $5.
This is a man on the street or? Yeah. Okay.
Man on the street and also a live show on stage. And there's 1,000 boxes. And you're going to sell boxes to every member of the audience for different prices. And it could be straight garbage. It could be a burden.
Okay. Can
it could
I,
be like a pet hamster.
Can I yes and this?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do it on a stage.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be fucking Howie Mandel with the case, the briefcases yes, style. Okay.
Yeah.
And you start with a budget. So you
Should
have
we
to,
go in there and tell them?
You know what? They're being
it
loud.
Down.
I don't know they if you got audience can hear that, but they're just yelling over our art.
Ned's making milk. What is he doing?
Yeah,
he's making ice cream or something.
Oh. Some bullshit.
One more outburst out of them, and I'm coming in there and talking to Rachel. Hey
guys, you okay. stoned us out. Excuse me.
Excuse me. You guys, we can hear you. You're being very loud.
Okay, so you start with a budget, right? Uh-huh. Let's just say you start with $500
sure.
for playing.
Got it.
And then every box has a number. Or a consequence. So you can add or you can subtract.
Oh.
But then also it'll be like okay, you open a case, it's like $10,000. Holy shit. Wow. This case, negative $5,000, and you're going to get pies just rocketed at you. You know, like very wacky.
So they're
going to
take your money?
They're going to take your money
and run.
And the wacky game show uh-huh, antics uh-huh. where they punish you. And then you need to kind of decide like, okay, I've got 20K. I'm going to walk away.
Whoa,
or right. you can risk it.
Oh, yeah.
For the biscuit.
Yeah.
I like that.
But you're
that.
Buying boxes each time, too, with their 20K?
That was part of my opening? Idea, and I forgot about it. Yep.
I
you
think,
have to
yes,
buy boxes.
You start out, every player starts with 5K.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are three boxes that all cost 5K. And
I think it should be different amounts.
Different
amounts.
Okay.
Just randomize the amounts.
But all nothing above 5K. Like, once you have more money, you can start buying the bigger boxes.
Okay.
But there's, like, stages of boxes. You just have to have rounds. People like structure.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah.
It helps explain the game.
Once a millionaire, one question. People right. don't want to watch that.
No. I want to know that if I get to a certain threshold, I've secured my $25,000. And I could give up and go home.
Yeah, like that.
But if I continue, at least I'm going to definitely make $25,000, even if I fuck up later.
Yeah.
Buy my box. But I do think just a man on the street mystery box, we just say buy my box, and then you put a price on it, and then they open it and they see what they get.
Yeah,
and it's just totally random. I'm sure there's a YouTuber who does this as a one-off. Every YouTuber has done this like a one-off
buy
video
box.
But just that's the whole show. You get a guy, we hire a guy, that's his whole thing. He makes a show that's just called Buy My Box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen do you know what Chris Gethard show? Great show. Mm-hmm. Awesome product on public access TV in New York. I don't think it's on. But great show. Very like revolutionary for like DIY type of entertainment. They did a great show called What's in the Box.
Of course.
And it was Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer. And they come on and they are asking audience members. The audience members have to guess what's in the box. Mm-hmm. It starts out by they're just wondering what could possibly be in the box. And then they eventually peek in and they get to see what's in the box. Yay. And they are like, we can't reveal. If this episode ends without somebody guessing what's in the box, we can't tell you and we'll never tell you. And that's like the goal. And so they are like, people start guessing and they start keep guessing and they keep guessing. And finally, with like 2 minutes to spare, someone says Paul Giamatti. And they open the box and the entire time Paul Giamatti has been waiting
wow.
in the box.
Now, are they giving any clues at all? Or no, is it just, no. This is like a Wordle
it's
situation. Wordle.
Yes, it's Wordle.
Wow.
And it's fucking incredible. And then for the credits, they play a GoPro of Paul Giamatti the whole show sitting in so that now, box.
If no one had said Paul Giamatti,
they wouldn't have
we would
it.
Have never known.
Yeah.
We
don't
know. There must have been a plant in there to
beloved
make sure we
actor,
saw it.
Paul Giamatti was
the person who guessed it must have been a plant.
Because the way that just, he does stuff, if it was in somebody else, Chris Gethard does such weird fucking bullshit that, you know, I don't know.
I think you want the audience.
Of course you want
the
audience.
You want to make the TV show.
They also
good.
Did one where they like pissed their, they drank water and then they pissed their pants and then they weigh the diapers and whoever had, whoever's diaper
oh,
weighed
that's
the most.
Cool.
For the whole show, so they're like drinking water and wearing diapers and peeing their
trying
pants.
To pee.
That, oh, so you have an hour to pee as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's really about how much water you drank before.
That's true.
Guys, let me tell you what. I've been working out a lot lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going?
Feeling good.
Muscle?
You're looking at a boy on a 4-day streak.
Ooh.
Which is crazy town.
What type really of working good. Out? Is it yoga? Is it gym?
No. I'm doing muscle building, baby.
That's awesome.
And what's happened is because I've been having these like nice productive days where I feel fulfilled, I get to the evening and I go, it's like 7 or 8 o'clock and we're like either going to watch a show. And I just have found myself the last couple nights being like, you know what? I want to listen to a podcast and work out. It's like, become something I'm looking forward to.
That's how,
and I think part of it is that I've been tracking my progress. You guys know I'm on this weight gain journey. My goal was 15 pounds in a year. I have until March. I'm up 12 and a half pounds, baby.
Whoa!
We're doing it. And I was looking at before and after photos. It's quite shocking.
You're
I can actually see like real change in my physique and my posture is better. Zero effect on my pain whatsoever. But but you know, whatever. And like, so there's something about, and here's another thing I've been doing is I have a column in my notebook where I've just been logging the dates when I work out.
Yeah.
And so when I work out, I just write today's date. And my goal was like, if I said I need 3 months in a row where I hit 3 weeks, 3 months in a row where I work out at least 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it could even be a 20-minute rigorous workout, but that's what I got to do. And if I do that, then I'm allowed to get tatted, baby. That's that's
nice.
the promise I made to myself.
That's fun.
So now I've just like, I bribed myself. I have paired it with something that I enjoy, which is listening to my podcast. And I reward myself at the end with a delicious sweet smoothie for a boy who doesn't have sugar.
And you get your gummy bears.
And I get my gummy bears. So I'm living in treat town over
here.
You're
really good. Mr. Treat.
But I am drinking a smoothie and having tons of water because I'm like exhausted.
Right before bed.
And so you talk about filling a diaper. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, right before I brush my teeth, I pee. Brush my teeth, I get into bed and I go, I got to pee again. Yeah. I pee.
Really?
Ben and Maggie's getting ready. Because it's just like, there's just so much liquid and my body's used to like, all right, before bed, you just pee, bro. We got this.
Yeah.
And so I am peeing so much right before and it's a nightmare. I could win that diaper
comp. I mean, I pee the morning pee. It's a hurt. I hurt.
Yeah.
It's a full bladder. So where, cause I'm a water. I try to drink like a big, big gulp of water. And then when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm thinking, I'm like, I can't go back to sleep right now because I'm awake. I have to piss.
Yeah. I typically wake up and pee and then I kind of snooze for a bit and then I have coffee, but I have like 2 cups of coffee, which makes you have to pee like crazy. Yeah, and then I pee again immediately.
You get back into bed. That's interesting for me. Cause my coffee, maybe it's my back too, though, that I don't want to lay back down. Cause I know that then I'm gonna have to get back up. So once I get the coffee going, I'm
morning ready. Is kitty cat cuddle time.
I like that.
Coffee and Alfred on my lap.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Wordle. I mean, come on now.
I haven't fully embraced the Wordle train yet.
Now try doing that on a fucking scalding hot mat.
Oh, I bet that's cool. The cat would love it.
Yeah.
Alfred would be down.
The Wordle train, Miles, it's great. There was a beautiful article about how it's like the love story of the pandemic age. It's a time. It's a solitary social game.
Yeah.
And it's this idea that you are alone. You're doing it, right? Like we're all, and it's fast. It's easy. There's no barrier of entry.
Right.
And then the way that you can share results, it's geared towards social in a way that doesn't spoil the game for others. So I've posted my results on Twitter once or twice because I got it in 2 tries, 2 days in a row. Hey, cool.
Very cool.
But mostly Ned, Keith, and I have a thread where we share our results.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey, Lauren, and I and Maggie have a thread where we share our results.
Cute.
And it's like my peer-to-peer social media right now.
That's really fun.
I like it.
We play a game every morning together. The three of us play a game.
And I like it because it's a little easy victory to start the day.
Yeah. I like that.
Because I think the game is not super challenging, although it has been tough, but I haven't lost it yet. Knock on wood. But I think it is like a good. Thank you so much. What was that?
He's getting his water.
Oh, very cute. I think it's a good like, because we were talking of several podcasts ago about developing habits and like little things that make your day better.
Love habits.
And I do like that Wordle is like this little easy game that is social. I feel smart. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a fun thing to... It also, like, I think one of those things, like, wait, oh, you want to have something to look forward to when you wake up to wake you up. Like, yeah. Wordle, like, wakes me up real quick.
And it starts your brain processing. Thinking.
Uh-huh. I think it's good. I think it's a good, you know,
yeah. Puzzle. Oh, my God. There are people that I know that they do it because it comes out at night. We could do it before we go to bed.
No.
Crazy.
That's a morning. What a waste.
A little morning treat.
It's waste.
Over breakfast game.
Do you know the guy who made it? His last name is Wardle.
Wow.
No Wardle. That's his fucking name, man.
Wow.
Similarly, I
that's crazy.
Listening to an episode of Defunctland, which is like a YouTube series. Mm-hmm. It mostly goes over like theme parks that have weird backstories and how they happen. They were covering Pleasure Island, which was like the adult bar area of Disney World for a while. And I'm like, that's interesting. I was listening to it. And I was just halfway through, was thinking about at the time when Walt Disney was alive, like it's just his name.
he was crazy.
Disney because people were saying like nobody's ever done this before Disney, and at first I hear that thinking like, oh yeah, before Disney the giant conglomerate is like, no, they were meaning this guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And like the fact that this person is as if it was called Habersburger Land, like and everyone's like, oh, I gotta turn on Habersburger Plus and catch the Mandalorian. That it's just like crazy. It's kind of crazy to think that it's just a guy's last name,
right?
That is this arguably the biggest brand on the planet.
Yeah.
Are there fortunate any Disney heirs? Yes, there are. But I was going to say also fortunate for them that it's such a unique and rare last name. And it's not like Smithland.
Does it sound magical because of its association? Or does the name already sound kind of magical?
It's a good name.
Disney. I've never heard that word
Disney
outside of
no
him, right?
I don't even know what its etymology is. Where does it come from?
I don't know. Is it even a real name? Was it like he changed a last name somewhere along his life? Like it's very interesting to think about that because it was just like a guy's theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Man with
and
a
he
wild
was like,
vision.
I made these crazy characters. And it's like, okay, dude.
Okay, bro. I love old Disney stuff.
John Green did a thing of being like, if, you know, like somebody commented like, hey, just by the way, like, I love your book. It's my favorite book. And he was like getting emotional, just being like, by the way, this matters so much to me. Like the one comment, somebody being like, this is my favorite book. Like that was a book that I wrote and it meant a lot to me. And like, I hoped that one day it would be somebody's favorite. And I was like, that's a good
cool
point. Yeah, those Green boys are cool.
They're good people.
Some teenage girls crashed my wedding.
Really?
They didn't cause any trouble. And like now looking back, I'm like, that's pretty cool of them. I mean, that's cool.
Do you wish you could go back in time and let them party with you?
No. They were children. They were minors. They shouldn't have been
really?
There. Yes.
Oh, God.
And their mother, I assume, brought them there. I don't know how on earth.
How would they figure it out?
And you were like not in an easy to find place. It was like,
yeah, I don't know how they figured it out, but they figured it out. But
there was a cornfield across the street.
They shouldn't have been there. I kind of remember some point seeing them like, I just kind of thought they were like some of the staff.
Yeah.
Because there were young people on the staff. But I don't know. But they got out of there as soon as it's like, I think people caught wise to them and they realized it and then they were gone.
Yeah. Were they wearing formal wear?
I don't know. I don't really remember them.
You had other things on your mind.
Yeah,
on your wedding
I was like partying. And they didn't come like until the party started.
Yeah, right.
So it was like when we've already been drinking. We're switched into fun mode and everyone was really spread out.
Yeah.
And so I think, though, eventually, you know, most people at that place knew who everyone was because there weren't very many kids there.
Right.
The only kids there were direct family members of Becky
and
stick myself.
Out.
If stick out. If this was you and you were listening, Tisk, tisk, tisk. Shame on you.
But that also, said, pretty cool.
Kind of cool. Dope.
I mean, it's cool that you did
cool
that.
For you.
It's cool for me in some ways. I think it's funny. Like now that it's been enough time where I'm said right from at first, I was like, oh, that's kind of freaks me out that people knew where we were.
Right.
And like maybe, you know, it's dangerous sometimes when that kind of thing can happen, certainly. But nothing bad happened. they, you know, I don't think they were able to get any alcohol as children there.
Yeah.
So like,
right.
Yeah, it's okay.
No harm, no foul. No harm, and I would say early in our career, there were a couple of those run-ins. Like we got off a plane once and someone had figured out what flight it was going to be and was there waiting for us. And like
five in the morning.
We thought that was going to be more of a concern.
That's weird.
In our lives. And yeah. I would say kudos to our fans for being cool. Because yeah. you guys haven't like... tried to figure out where we live and come to our doors and shit. And let's keep it that way because that's a respectful boundary.
I will say sometimes, I think because of the pandemic, now that sometimes you're out in the world again and people do see each other. Like somebody did see me the other day and maybe it wasn't the best way to handle it because we were already on the plane and they were sitting behind me and they just screamed, "Oh my God, are you Keith Haversbury?" But they said it really quite loudly. And if you're listening, it's okay. I'm sure that you were just overwhelmed in the moment.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing when that happened because everyone turns and looks
the whole plane looked at me. And most people don't know who I am. So that's like a second, because then you have people just like, "Why is that guy famous?" I'm like, I'm not. I'm probably not. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Did you think about being like, "No, but I hear I look like him"?
I can't go.
You really?
I'm also like sitting with Alex Lewis and
so like, recognizable.
The best one though that was very similar was we were on the shuttle from the rental car place, and they said, "I hate when people do this, but it's fine if you do this." And they did one of those like kick to see if I reacted, and then I did because I was like, "Did someone just say my name?" And they're like, "I thought it was you because I saw Alex, and Alex brings the cookies." That was how she explained Alex and I together because Alex brings the cookies.
He does.
just exclaimed that loudly on the bus with a bunch of other strangers again, a handful of old people who had no idea who we were. And you just have one woman in the back screaming, "Oh, I knew it was you because Alex brings the cookies." That's all. And then she said, "Anyway, I don't want to bother you, but hi." I'm like, okay. Fine.
Love that.
Yeah, but it tickled me a lot.
Yeah.
Because Alex brings the cookies.
Alex brings the cookies.
And then Biwo, he was like in his headphones, so he only heard "Alex brings the cookies." And he was like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, God, I had such a funny one, but I don't want to embarrass this girl.
Well, I probably just embarrassed two people. Because I imagine the people who were that excited to see me probably listen to the podcast. But again, it was okay. I didn't think about it after that moment until right now. So it didn't don't think I was like thinking about you all day in your embarrassing moment. Cause maybe you were embarrassed. I don't know. Maybe you weren't, maybe you were confident.
I went to a concert. It was, you know, a little pre Omicron. It was right when I thought maybe we could do that again. And I got, you know, very stoned at the concert as is fitting with this episode. And oh God. And so after the show, everyone, you know, everyone's going out the same direction.
Right. Yeah.
Someone spots me, very sweet girl and her mother. And so we're taking a photo. We're posing for a photo. And this whole, we step off to the side, but everyone's walking by us. And we're in the parking lot and we happen to be under a spotlight. So it's just like just a sea of people are turning and looking. And the mom couldn't figure out the camera.
Oh.
And so she's fiddling with it. And I'm standing there. And I, by the way, am holding this girl's poster. And so I can't cut and run, even if I want to. And I'm so in my head because I'm high. And she's trying to take her mask off. We're outside to get a nice photo.
Yeah.
And her mask gets caught in her hair and in her earrings. And she starts to pull it. And I think that some of her hair came off. And then when she pulled it, her earring flew off.
Oh,
and it goes, and it was a very cute pendant. And it goes flying. And I go, okay. And at this point, we're making at least in my stone mind, we've made a commotion, right?
Yes.
And it goes flying. And she goes, "Oh no." And I'm like, "Oh, that's okay. We'll go get it after the photo." She's gone. She's going to get it.
So you're waiting.
The earring has now rolled underneath a pickup truck. She gets down and crawls under the truck.
My goodness.
To get it. And I feel so, because it's just the most mortifying thing that could happen.
You should have just run.
I feel like I should have dropped it and run. And I just, again, in my stone mind, this is the longest and worst thing that could ever happen to her, could ever happen to me. And the mom is still fiddling and I'm holding a big poster.
Oh my.
But we got the photo.
That's good.
That's exciting.
And it's also, I was paralyzed, but in my mind, I was like, is anyone else seeing this? This is crazy.
It's like Final Destination.
This is cinema.
My funniest one was when we went to see the wrestling SmackDown show. That was just really funny because we were coming in through the security. Two, I would guess, 10 to 12 year old brothers and their mother came in and they were jacked. They were like dressed.
They were really strong.
Fuck yeah.
No, they were just so excited. They were like wearing, one of them had like full John Cena like supporting apparel. One had something else. They were like so ready. This is going to be the event of the day. They come in and they're like, wait, are you? Oh, no way. Mom, we gotta get a picture with him. And she also then turns like, oh my gosh, we have to get a picture. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. And then like one of the kids goes like, I wish I could eat as much as you.
That's awesome.
And then the mom's like, I don't know how you do it. You eat so much.
That's so cute.
It was all about eating. It was so funny.
That's adorable.
It was so funny. And they were so excited.
It's
they
such
were like,
a gift that we get. Yeah. These interactions,
that one was
spontaneously
really
bizarre interactions, are, I just want you all to know, they're as memorable for us as they are for they're, you.
Some of them are really fun.
They're good.
Really fun.
That's cute.
I think Dave Letterman, I might be misappropriating this quote, but he said that for him being famous is like living in a small town.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, we're not that famous, but it has given us the ability to have friends in places where we shouldn't have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite nice.
Yeah, that is really nice.
I go from like, I love the just, hey Keith. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that's a great occasional occurrence, which is really fun. And then sometimes it's like last night I went to a restaurant and the restaurant was dead. And you can normally see the look in someone's eyes when they register who you are. And our server, very cool, very nice. And then suddenly we were being served by four servers.
Oh,
you were king.
Yeah. There was almost no one else at this restaurant.
Right.
It was a place that could house 100 tables. There were four.
That's wow.
Oh, wow.
No one was there. And by the time we left, we were literally the only people there. It was us. And it was, they were very nice and chill.
I'm gonna get the name of that restaurant.
Yeah, it's right by us too. Cool. No one was there. But yeah, it was a very fun time. And it was, you know, everyone was cool. Everybody
now, Miles, cool. Mm-hmm. Life has changed for you in these last couple years.
That's true.
But you've been inside.
Yeah.
So only recently has a little mouse emerged from his hole.
Yeah, it is. I was just thinking that it has happened multiple times.
Yeah.
To get Miles Nation, or are you Miles?
I've been, that people have recognized me and said Miles Nation.
You bring the cookies.
You bring the cookies, which is very new for me and also new and fun for my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably like the most exciting part about it. But we went to, for New Year's, I was in Denver. And our barista, when we landed, was very sweet and recognized me and gave me free coffee. And it was just it was a total delight. It's very fresh for me and it means a lot. Also, because I was a barista and famous people used to come in.
Yeah.
And I was like that. Like I served right
full circle.
Yeah.
That's a full circle. My friends are over it.
Yep.
Yeah,
our friends are.
My friends are like, what is your job?
Oh,
like,
I think the further. Not only are my friends over it, they resent it.
Yeah, I know.
I'd say they maybe resent it unless we're getting like free stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes being with me means we get cool free stuff.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it just means it slows us down.
Yeah.
And like we're now at the point where most of my like close friends, and I don't, it's fine that they do this. I'm like, I would rather them do this. Yeah. We're walking, someone stops taking a picture of me, they just keep going.
Oh, they'll keep going.
And I've got to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll catch up later. And I'm like, just go on without me. It's cool. This could take 10 seconds. It could take 3 minutes. I don't know how long this interaction will be. But I'm here.
This was months ago, but I was catching up with college friends. One was in from out of town. So like we hadn't seen each other in a while and we were, getting dinner on like a curbside. It was the summer, so it was still light out. And someone walks by, not stopping, just goes, "You're a legend, Zuck."
Yeah, I love those drive-by screams or something like that are great.
And like on the one hand, I turn, I'm like, what can I say? But on the other hand, they all looked at me and they were like, "You're a fucking douche. This is getting to your head. Fuck you." That is, my college friends are best for just trying to constantly put me down. And that's what I need. Strongest relationship should be about putting me back in my place. Everyone in my life just needs to discourage me at all times.
Yeah.
To keep
you
me a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep you human.
I want to be a terrible one. Seems so fun.
Well, it's that time again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's advice to go for Miles, the Miles, Bonsignore. You tell me the BPM of this, I can play the synth to it.
Somewhat. Miles was your average guy. Just fucking hanging out and slaying ass.
Until one day, he responded to a job posting, making him ultra fuckable and cool. But uh-oh. What Miles doesn't know won't hurt him.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Give it up.
But now, he's got to juggle two jobs and a robust veterinary business. There's no way he's going to pull it off.
You better go.
Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go.
Coming to Fox this fall. Fucktown.
Fucktown, do not miss your chance to blow.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
You should have had a hard out, not a fade out.
Sorry.
Everybody knows that ends with a bam.
You want to try it again?
No, no, there's no time.
Let's bring it back.
But I want to, before you get into it, you had that at the ready, but you weren't going to do that today because we decided we were doing two podcasts and you didn't do that the first podcast.
Yeah.
So you had that at the ready and you were not going to do it.
Well, I was going with the moment of the first podcast we did the synthesizer, and I was like, actually, this moment's going to be better if we just let the synthesizer rock.
I've discovered something by sitting over here. We switched chairs,
which
means that I have view of the monitor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Miles has what seems to be a tweet that's open with a button. No, move that. You have a bunch of tracks. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed you had a little sound library.
I was just looking at Twitter before you guys.
Sure. So Miles has tweeted, there's a secret Twitter account somewhere with a bunch of soundtracks.
I actually did think about starting a fake Twitter account, like not a fake, but just a second Twitter account that's really stupid.
But
then I was just like, my main Twitter account's so stupid, but maybe the second one would be stupid and I tweet more.
What if you...
Miles After Dark.
Pre-record a bunch of Miles Nation, like the whole year's worth of Miles Nation. Tweet them on a burner account.
User 256.
Also tweets out some cryptic things, and we will have hints very secretly. I mean,
that's fun.
A hard, challenging cryptogram.
Yeah.
Scattered throughout our episodes.
Uh-huh.
And so then people can find it, and if they catch the Grease Boy...
Oh, this is actually a fun internet puzzle. A QR code inside of Eat the Menu on like a cup.
Uh-huh.
And that links to a tweet from 2001.
Somehow.
Yeah. Before Twitter. I've been working on this for a while.
Before Twitter. Okay, cool.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
We're good. Thanks for having us.
That's good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys want to do another episode after this?
Keep rolling.
Keep on doing
it. Got nothing else
24
to do.
Hours of episodes. The 24-hour pod-a-thon.
You're going to have to crack another weed soda.
That's actually, is that a format where it's like today, we call the podcast whatever the date is.
The date is,
and it's 24 hours. Over the next 24 weeks, we're going to release a full day of content.
That's very
funny. And we get further and further into insanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea.
It's pretty good.
And it'd be very efficient.
It'd be super
efficient. 24 episodes, almost half the year.
That's right. We just, it's 2 days a year.
That'd be really good, actually, for us. Yeah. All right, what's your advice?
Yeah! You want to do it? And you want to make it stinky?
Nope.
You want to have your hands covered in sticky residue?
It's always stinky and sticky.
You want your hands to be... You want to pop 1,000 zits with the power of a single atom bomb. And you want to do it at a reasonable price.
Okay, sticky hands, zit popping. What could sticky hands be?
Does the name Tangelo mean anything to you?
Tana Mojo?
No, but that would be kind of a good name if Tana dated Angelo.
Yeah. Angelo. It would be
Angela Lopez. Angela.
Well, thanks for listening to the tripod.
I've been having a D'Angelo. And it's a type of citrus at Trader Joe's.
Oh, it's a fruit.
Well, it's a fruit. And. And don't put the cart before the horse, but it is a fruit and it is sort of like an orange, but it's a little more sour.
I assume it's similar to a tangerine. As it's a tange. Hello.
But a tangerine's kind of hard to peel, I've found. Too little.
Is it?
Yeah, the skin is papery and little.
Yeah, I don't eat oranges or almost anything of the orange family.
Well, yeah.
Because they hurt my tongue and they hurt my mouth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I bought
they're
big,
delicious.
Big bushel of them and I ate them all in 2 days.
And I don't like that they make your hands smell like oranges for a day.
Oh, see, I love that. Yeah, I love the smell of citrus. And in fact, I've actually been thinking recently, what if I burned the citrus and I sort of combined it into a carbon candle?
Isn't Becky doing that thing where you
dehydrate,
put cinnamon on it, and your house smells just lovely?
Well, she doesn't. I don't think she puts cinnamon on it. She might. She just puts oranges sliced into the oven and slowly dehydrates them, and then we put them in drinks, like mostly mocktails right now.
I learned that on this podcast.
Yeah, I bet you did.
The episode that came out.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. I don't think there was cinnamon on it, but she might. I don't know.
But I found Tangelo is a good sort of hybrid between a lemon and an orange, and it's easy
it's
to get
hybrid
easy
between
to peel.
You want a hybrid Lopez. Between a lemon and an orange?
Yeah, it's like sweet and sour. It's like a little gummy,
like
bear.
A Granny Smith apple
like
of
a
oranges.
Granny Smith apple of oranges,
and you bite right into that rind,
and it's real juicy and tender, and there's no fucking bullshit seeds in it.
Oh, there's no seeds.
No
seedless.
Seedless. But I think Trader Joe himself invented it because I've never seen it anywhere else.
There's a lot of families of citrus. Fruits and vegetables. They're kind of
out
of
citrus.
Control.
I'm a citrus bitch.
You'll never get jaundice then.
What's
that?
You'll never get jaundice then.
That's true.
Is that a threat?
He said that like a threat.
I can get jaundice. You tell me I can't.
He can if he keeps eating citrus at that pace.
Challenge accepted, bitch.
It's basically a vitamin C deficiency.
Is
so
citrus bitch a good like merch line?
Citrus bitch. Actually,
citrus,
yeah.
I'm a little citrus bitch.
Yeah. Sounds like a good seltzer
I think
brand.
The lip smackers flavor.
I think Maggie would self-identify as a citrus bitch. And in fact, next time you see her on You Can Sit With Us, say, hey, Maggie, are you a citrus bitch?
Yeah.
I think she's going to say, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're out there and you're a citrus bitch, let me hear you say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I think that we should call it Sunday Fun Day. And the first episode is 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we just fucking go, baby.
Yeah.
It's a marathon.
Yeah. We come in. Maybe we should start at noon so everyone can get as much sleep as possible. Because they have to go all the way to noon.
That's true.
But we'll get another second
wind.
But also,
like, fuck it. We could do
12 hours.
18 episodes.
Yeah. We could just
crank it out half the year.
Yeah, dude. 18 three times, it get pretty much be the year.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, it's fun day.
Sunday.
Comes out on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lord's Day.
Me and my friends did that. Like when we just graduated from college, we did, it was called DF. It was like we're called Danger Friends. And it was like, we present Harry Potter.
I'm sorry?
We present Harry Potter over 24 hours. And so we watched Harry Potter. We watched all 8 movies over 24 hours, and we made a podcast after each of them for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's
and then
a good
we
way to
release
do
them.
It.
So it was like time passed.
There you go.
That's a good way to do things.
It's fun.
If you guys want Sunday Fun Day, you got to let us know. You got to be loud about it because we will forget about
you
it.
You got to be loud
we
about
will
it.
Forget.
We just came up with it.
We'll forget.
We already forgot. This will mean nothing to me in about 20 minutes, but it's a great idea.
Sunday Fun Day, Hyundai. We could sort of do a sponsor.
Sponsored by Hyundai?
Sponsored by Hyundai.
Oh. Or Toyota. Whoever bids better.
Or probably some sort of like caffeine drink.
Mazda.
Sunday Fun Day brought to you by
24
Toyota.
Hour
Yerba Mate
energy.
Is a day, Monday.
Yeah.
Yerba Monday.
Yerba Monday.
I guess also like we just take shifts and some people could sleep through a podcast.
Oh, that's a good
just
idea.
Just like you have two guys talking and two people just sleep.
On camera.
And then you wake them up. You're like, you gotta do the next episode, man. That's what were you dreaming about?
I was thinking we should do site specific episodes, like from your car.
Hashtag bring back Sunday Fun Day. Let's get a change.org
hashtag
petition
bring
going.
Bring back Sunday Fun Day. You know there's a change.org decision to have the judges reevaluate my loss in the gingerbread episode?
Yeah, which is
it's just hilarious.
Bullshit.
It's hilarious.
There's been more controversial losses than
it
that.
It really has, but it's really funny.
Fucking.
that enough people have signed it.
Where were you at Bagelgate?
Yeah, Bagelgate
where
was pretty
were you?
Bagelgate
where
was pretty good.
Where the fuck were you?
That's true.
Change we can believe in my ass. Fucking you take your .org and you shove it.
Damn right.
Everyone wants me to be evil next season.
like a villain?
Yes.
Like your revenge season?
Yes, they think that this season is this.
Your villain origin story.
Yeah, the origin story.
I would say the whole show has been your villain origin
But I guess
story.
I'm down to figure that out. I don't know what I would do to be villainous. The only thing I could think of is to be a cheat. just actually use a recipe. Tell Rachel in my thoughts, and she has to keep it a secret, like, I'm looking up recipes.
I'm looking up recipes.
Because I still will probably not win. That's like, I could still make a mistake.
Well,
you know?
You just have to memorize a recipe. Yeah. Which is often what I think that...
And then have to pretend that I don't know, and the whole audience will know that I do know.
But what if they can, if they can sniff out the recipe reader, they can vote one off. If everybody votes for the same
everyone
recipe reader...
Everyone knows that one of us we all know that one of us is cheating.
Yeah.
And whoa. It's like fucking mafia.
And there's one cheater per episode. Well, like, no, but it could be the same person twice, because otherwise you would just know by the fourth episode.
And then you would just, yeah, that's really interesting. Like, okay, if their cake is too good.
There's this new card game where, I forget what it's called, but you're like all trying to lie about what location you're in, and you're asking questions. It's like, if we're all at a bank, I'm the security guard. You're the bank teller. You're the robber.
Right.
And so I'll be like, what's the weather today? And you'll be like, the weather's of no importance to me because we're inside. Like, I'm trying to figure out where we are.
Oh, right.
And one of us is the secret.
No one's pretending they also know where we are.
I'm trying to just like go along with it.
Uh-huh.
And we played around, me and my buddies, where none of us were. And it got heated. It was like, he's the fucking liar. And none of us were. We just miscounted the cards.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
And we were all telling the truth. And it tore us apart.
That's really funny.
I played a mafia game once where someone was like, I'm the fortune teller. And then somebody else was like, I'm also the fortune teller. And then both of them were like, they're not the mafia, like, to each other. It was really fucking confusing, but it was like
fortune teller? Mafia?
Yeah, sometimes there can be a fortune teller that are like, they can ask if one person's the mafia, but then they can also, if they make it clear to the fortune teller, the mafia is going to kill them because they're going to be voting for that person.
Right.
But
so they got each other.
The two fortune tellers, there were two fortune tellers. There weren't, but somebody was like, I'm also the fortune teller, and that person's not the mafia. It was like, and you were like, wait, but why are there two fortune tellers? And they were just like, I don't know. I don't know why there's two fortune tellers.
Because one of them is probably the mafia.
Because one of them wasn't the mafia. One of them was just vouching for the fortune teller. It was very confusing.
Wow, like, that's weird.
It was high level gameplay. I love mafia.
Weird.
It's my favorite.
You want to play right now?
We did do this one time, but it was you three, and I just said one of you were the mafia, and there was no round.
And I just talked about how I hate playing these kinds of games.
You just had to be like, why aren't you the mafia? Well, I'm not the mafia because I'm fucking not the mafia.
I think that moment showed that, yes, we are out of ideas, and confirmed that at the second I leave this room, everything that happened in here stays in here, baby. That's
right. Hashtag bring back Sunday fun day.
I'm telling you, site specific, we do one in a diner.
I'm down. It's going to be a lot more work for you.
I definitely.
we sort of did this so we didn't have to set up every single time.
We built the whole studio.
We did this to not do that.
You should have done it in a truck.
Oh, so it could be traveling circus.
Yeah, traveling circus.
Truck pod.
What if you rent a U-Haul? Put the podcast. I put all this shit in the U-Haul, and then we just take this baby.
Or like a 12-passenger van or something.
I'd like to do it on a mountain range.
What if we do one? Yeah, on a mountain range.
Yeah, it's real introspective.
Hmm. Let's end the episode, I think.
Huh. Okay.
Good. Oh my God.
Keith, hit us with the German tripod theme song.
You come to a tripod to have a good time. We have a good time on the tripod.
Wow.
You have a good time. You have a good time. You have a good time.
You have been listening to the tripod. You have been listening to the tripod.
You have been listening to the tripod.
This is quite bad. I thought it'd be really good.
Until next time.
I am beautiful.